You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I want to talk about something that impacts the majority of the world. It's something that impacts all of us to some degree, whether we deal with it on a minute-to-minute basis, whether it's been a lifetime that we've dealt with it, whether it's become commonplace, like we really don't know life without it. The way we live, the way we look at ourselves, the way we deal with ourselves. It changes and morphs and manipulates the way we feel about ourselves. Better yet, what we think about ourselves. How happy we are with ourselves and how unhappy we truly are. How good we are, how qualified we are. For some women, how pretty we are. For men, how built you are. For others, how spiritual am I? How much money do I make? What car do I drive? What do people really think about me? What am I here to do on this planet? And why do I feel that I'm not getting anywhere? We can do this if we're watching TV, if we're not watching TV. We do this when we wake up, when we go to work, when we go out, when we do things. And we really don't realize in the beginning the harm that it does, but in reality, later on down the road, the harm becomes inherently clear in the system. Tonight, I want to talk about one of the biggest things that we do to take our joy. One of the biggest things we do that inherently steals our happiness and steals our joy, and we do it every day. You know, a lot of us watch TV and we do this. A lot of us go out with our friends and we do this. A lot of us look at social media and we do this. And what I'm talking about tonight is comparison. Comparing our lives to other people. Comparing our lifestyle to other people. Comparing what we have with other people and what they have. What job they have, how much money they make, where do they live, what kind of car do they drive? All of these things create comparison. We compare. We contrast. And what happens to us? What happens to us? You know, I wonder, because life is so interesting and we have all these different things we can do. We can become very extremely busy doing God knows what. And we kind of busify, you know, we get all busied. Busy being busy. And in the process of being busy and taking care of our responsibilities, we do what? We compare. It's very difficult to be a human being and not to compare yourself with others. And let me give you a good example of why that is. So, this happened to me earlier today. And I find it very interesting because I find myself even comparing myself to people who aren't women. I'll compare myself to a male 10 years older than me based on their career choice and what they've done with their life. Think about it. I find a tendency of comparing when I get a little down, perhaps about financial, about certain things that are happening in my life. And so I sit there and I compare, you know, what if I had just done this job? got that degree? Would life have changed in any way? What if I would have just gotten my law degree? How would that have changed things? Would things have been changed? Would I be a successful lawyer? Would my life be different? And I'm not asking you tonight to stop comparing yourself, because that only takes, what, a lifetime? But what I am asking you is to recognize that you're doing it. Recognizing something and realizing something begins the transformation of the change that we need to overcome our issues. So let's talk about how and why we compare ourselves. I find that on a certain level, and this really applies to probably the younger demographic, we compare ourselves on looks, clothing. For some women out there, you compare yourself by the purse that you carry, the shoes that you wear. Think about it. When we were kids in school, I'm not necessarily elementary school, but maybe middle school or high school, we began to compare ourselves based on the clothing that other people wore. And I don't think it began with an automatic, I'm going to compare myself, but I think that it really was something that over time you begin to recognize. So for example, if you saw your other people in your class wearing major name brands and really cool clothes, and you're over there wearing, you know, I don't know, Target stuff or whatever you end up wearing, there began to be like this divide. And the divide creates an identity of its own. And so what I mean is that when there's differences, and the differences are apparent, we begin to make decisions based on those differences. And we base these decisions based on the differences by qualifying and quantifying what we think is best, what is the best thing, what's the coolest thing in this situation, who looks the best, most expensive clothing. All of these things become part of the decision-making process based on the differences between you and that other person. And not at any time, and I think this is funny, you know, we always hear comparing apples to oranges, right? We always hear that comparing apples to oranges is BS. And we hear that, but we don't realize that this actually has something to do with our own reality. And what I mean by that is that we are constantly comparing ourselves to other people, seeing ourselves as the same. And you are not the same as your neighbor. You are not the same as your coworker. You're not the same as anybody. FYI, even if you have an identical twin, you are still not the same. And I find it interesting because we still compare. Even though we always hear that, you can't compare apples and oranges, can you? Well, we do it all the doggone time. We do it so much, we don't even remember what we're comparing anymore. We get so crazy about comparing ourselves to other people. And it's interesting because, let's take the example, the small example of being in middle school and comparing yourself to the kid, it's about your age, same sex, kind of same height, and maybe you're comparing their looks to your looks, or their clothes to your clothes, or their abilities and talents to your abilities and talents. But there's a problem with this comparison. Because in order to make a proper comparison, you'd actually have to have all the facts laid out about both situations, right? You'd have to have the facts laid out about both situations. And what does that mean? You know, it'd be like having two homes on the same street, next door to one another, and you're looking at the land plat and the comps and everything else, and you go through all this stuff and you look at the history of the home versus the history of the other home. The build out of the home versus the build out of the other home. You see what I'm saying? But even then, you're comparing two different things. At least you both got houses, though. And at least there's two houses and it's on the same street. So you got that going for you. But again, it's hard to compare when it's not identical. When I return, I'm going to be talking more about comparison, why we do it, how we got all stuck in this whole comparison deal, and how we can begin to try to get ourselves out of it. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back this time in, well, be back this time in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, I've been thinking that one of the things that really steals our thunder, one of the things that really steals our joy, is when we compare ourselves to other people. When we compare our life, our careers, our challenges, our successes, our failures, with other people. And I find that when we do that, it really takes us off of our mental and emotional direction. It undermines what we are actually creating. And it changes our life for not the good. It's like we're sabotaging ourselves in every way, but we just can't stop because it's just so hard not to compare yourself to others. It just is. And I'll be honest with you. One of the hardest things that I've tried to figure out in my life is how to stop comparing myself. And I have compared myself on every level with other people, and I'll tell you how. And I'll tell you why I believe I started it and how it's hard to get over, because it's kind of like a human condition issue. Like we're kind of conditioned almost to do this. So it's not like it's not like you're the only one on the planet that's doing this, okay? I'm being straight up with you because this is something that really does steal our joy, but we have to realize, why is it that we're doing it? How are we comparing ourselves? When was the last time we compared ourselves? All these good stuff, and then kind of roll from there to see how to stop. And it's interesting because I've been, I think my whole life to some degree, even beginning in like middle school, I remember comparing myself to what other people wore, how they looked. Was I as pretty? Was I less pretty? It's funny how a lot of us, I think the majority of us, never sit there and think, oh, I'm prettier. And I think it's interesting because most of the time we're coming from a deficit. And I don't think it's right to compare ourselves on any of those, whether you're better or worse. I think it's all subjective, based on a limited knowledge base of what we think we know. So as we go through schooling and we get through I think middle school is very tough. We're kind of at those odd ages, a little gangly. For some of us, our ears were bigger than our head. For some of us, we were tomboys until we were in high school. For some guys, you didn't sprout up until you were in high school, and so you had to deal with that whole issue. And it becomes like this kind of sad petri dish of issues, because instead of recognizing that, you know, we're cool and we're a kid and we're going to be like that for a little while and not to judge ourselves, we judge ourselves. You judge yourself against the homecoming queen. For you men, you judge yourself against the quarterback of the football team. For you brainiacs, debaters, and such, I have a personal fondness. We judge ourselves on how smart we were. If we were the smartest one at the tournament, who could out-debate us? How many of them were at a tournament that could do better than us, and whose cases were better based on the consideration that they actually might be smarter? Who's got a higher IQ? Who had their IQ tested more than once? And who has been on High School Jeopardy? All of these issues correlate into comparison. And it's hard. If you've never been on High School Jeopardy, College Jeopardy, and you've always wanted to, and you consider yourself smart, and you know friends that have been on it, you're going to wish you had. You're going to believe that you're not good enough, and that John, or whoever that got on it, is way better than you. It's interesting what comparison does as well to some of us versus what it does to others. Some of us, I think, can compare ourselves, and it makes us get off our butt and do more. Whether or not you need to do more or not, that's to be decided by yourself. But I think also on the flip side, for some of us, comparison does the opposite. It makes us sad. We feel inadequate. We feel like we aren't able to do as much as other people. And we get down on ourselves. We get truly down on ourselves and what we're supposed to be doing. It can almost feel like we're supposed to just go back to bed. Screw it. Forget about it. Go back to bed. Deal with it. You're never going to be any better anyway, so you just might as well get used to it. And I find that the comparison really does steal our happiness, our joy, our determination. And I think even if you're comparing yourself and trying to do something really big and you're still comparing, I think there's still a problem. And this problem is not only for women, it's for men. It's not only for adults, it's for children. And this comparison creates problems. It creates these problems because all of a sudden we're no longer looking at our life for what it is. We're looking about what it could be. Or better yet, what it should be. That's painful. What it should be. Well, I should have this and I should have that. And I should be doing this and I should be doing that. If I was really as good as I thought I would be here already, but I'm not. I would have already accomplished this. I would have already done that. But I haven't yet. And I think all of us, to some degree, are dealing with some sort of comparison based on some illogical idea. And all the time, when we do compare ourselves, you don't realize what you're really comparing. Because the problem with the comparison is this. For example, I could be serving in the war for 8 years. Come back home, finished up my degree program, get in the job force again in the private sector, and, you know, be working a job, and all of a sudden one day I see someone that has some similarity to me, whether it's an age or a look, and I see them in a major corporate position doing most more financially better, driving an amazing car. But not one time do I really think, well, I served in the war for 8 years and I was in the military and all that stuff. Like, you don't think about some of the biggest things. And it's interesting because you don't really think about this until you've just questioned and questioned yourself too much. Until you've compared yourself so much that you don't realize it anymore. I have clients that come into my office and they show me Instagram accounts of people that they obviously wish they were like or could be like or were more like or something. And they always say, God, if I could just be more like this person. And I say, why? And they go, well, if I could just be more like that person, my life would be so much better. And I say, why? Why would it be better? And they're like, look at them. They got everything. Here they are on a private jet. Here they are doing this. Here they are doing that. Here's a picture of her and her boyfriend. Here's a picture of them in Cuba. You see where this is going, right? And that's where we're going to end this segment and come back here in just a few minutes, because we've all done this. And for me, when I compare myself, it makes me feel very lonely, detached, sad. I feel as though my abilities are not as good. I don't feel as effective. And I start to wonder how this is ever going to change. What am I going to do to better myself? How am I going to get there? And for me, it results in a feeling of, I don't know, apathy. Kind of quiet depression. Maybe even the inability to see options. And even if I know that I'm comparing apples and oranges, it's still hard for me not to do it because my brain seems to have been wired that way from a long time ago. And so when I return, I'll be talking more about what we compare and how to begin to really recognize comparisons and recognize the problems with the comparisons on themselves, because there are problems inherent in the system, and we're going to locate those right now. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in... Like this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Talking tonight about comparison, how we compare our lives to other people, and how there's so many problems inherent in the system. I have compared my life for a very long time in different capacities to different people. A lot of us do it all the time and don't even realize it. And a lot of us have gotten into a new type of comparison, the social media, know nothing, look at photos and compare. For God's sakes, what's happened to us? We're completely out of control. We're completely out of control when it comes to comparison. We really are. It's like we forgot that we can't compare ourselves by an image, and now we're all like, oh my God, look at her. Look at him. Look at his Facebook update. Oh, he just thinks he's all that. Why can't I be like that? Why doesn't my company and job send me all over the world and I get to go travel to amazing places and take cool pictures like that? Why am I not the woman of the year or the man of the year? Why am I not, you know, the high school alumni of the year? How come I didn't get that? Why aren't I at that level of work? Why aren't I at that level of pay? Why don't I have a car that cool? man, we compare ourselves and compare ourselves and compare ourselves, and it doesn't make any sense. We always want to be better than ourselves, I believe, but we have a tendency of wanting to be better than other people, but not even that. We just want to be equal. And it's interesting how we don't really take into consideration the fact that we're not comparing the same thing. We're not comparing the same thing. I mean, you know, apples to apples, oranges to oranges. I mean, think about it. In a real normal comparison, a real authentic, workable comparison that has a legitimate reason. We'll use the easy breezy example of the apple. You got two Granny Smith. Now, what are they, though? Are they organic? Are they conventional? Right? Are they at the same store? Do they come from Washington? Where do they come from? All of these things have to be considered. And I have never met two human beings that are the same. I haven't even met two human beings that are from the same area, made out of the same fiber, had the same look. But we compare ourselves all the time to people that we really don't have anything in common with and we really don't know anything about. And let me explain. When you compare yourself to other people, you've got to know information that most of the time we do not know. For example, the entire upbringing of that person, their lifestyle, everything they've been through, all their work, everywhere they went to school, all the friends that they had, their parents, their upbringing, all the painful upbringing they might have gone through, all this stuff defines who they are. And if you had the easiest, breeziest of childhoods, it's hard to compare to somebody that hasn't. But see, we don't know that kind of information until we really get to know somebody. And it takes a long time to get to know somebody at that level. And that's what I'm talking about. To know someone at that level, that well, you've got to know somebody. And even then, we're comparing them, and we're normally comparing ourselves and seeing ourselves at a deficit. We see ourselves at a deficit. We don't understand. We don't get it. We don't know why. Why? And then it gets us down. And so let's begin to think about the things we compare ourselves about and how we can begin to slow that down. The first thing is career. That's a big thing, I think, career. Career is a big one. It's something that men and women both do. You see somebody with a fabulous career and you go, God, they're probably about my same age. And look at me and look at them. What happened to me? Why did I screw up so much? See, it's like we can't win for losing because we've already said that this person's way better. They did a lot better than we did. And what have we done to ourselves? Another comparison that a lot of people make, I find it more of a female comparison made than men, but that's not always true. Family. Marriage. The marriage quotient is a very interesting thing. Family is very interesting. I think men and women both compare themselves with the family as far as siblings and upbringing and was your family middle class, lower middle class, upper middle class? I think a lot of people compare that stuff. But I think also on the flip-flop, I think a lot of women more than men, and sometimes men do, compare their marriages. The look of the guy, look of the girl, who they're married to, how long they've been married, how successful do they believe their marriage is over someone else's marriage? Seriously. For all you married folks out there, and for you that might be no longer married, but you were married for a long enough time to know this, when was the last time you went out on a double date and compared yourself to the other couple? And how many of you wondered if you were having just as good enough sex as they are, as often as they are? And wondering, does your life stack up? Does your marriage stack up? I see it happen all the time. I have clients that come in and say, I just don't think we can even double date anymore with this couple because I think that they're having way more sex than we are. I'm like, what does that mean? They're like, they're always innuendoing about sex, talking about how they have to leave early to have sex. And I said, you know, it is what it is. I said, usually in those situations, it's normally the opposite of what's really happening. But if it matters that much to you, y'all need to sit back and realize, why are y'all comparing yourselves to this couple? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, does it? And that's why I find the comparison factor so interesting. And how it's so intertwined in our society. Think about it. On TV, on all the reality shows, everybody's watching these shows, comparing their lives, because that's why they watch it. Well, at least my life's not a train wreck like that. Wow, look at her. She's a total mm-mm-mm. I can't believe that. Or at least I have better friends, or whatever it is. People are constantly comparing their lives to other people. Even people they've never met in their entire life. Never met in their entire life, and they're comparing themselves to these people, wondering if they add up. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking about how to slow down the comparison option, how to slow down that factor, how to realize when you are comparing yourself, and how to begin to offset that and live your true life. Stay tuned because me, Ashley Burgess, host of Live Your True Life Perspectives, will be back this time in two shakes. You could
be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, tonight we've been talking about the concept of comparison and how it steals our joy of life. You know, and I think at this point in time, we have to realize and have the realization of when we do compare ourselves. I think oftentimes we're unaware of what we're truly doing. We're unaware of what we're doing to ourselves and our feelings, the direction we're taking in life. We feel that this comparison is just, it's part of life, and it's not. You know, it's interesting, it's like two birds aren't comparing each other. My dog's not comparing himself to another dog. I mean, think about it. The trees aren't looking at other trees going, well, you know, yeah, I really wish I was an oak tree right now. I'd be doing a lot better, you know, or God, that tree's like 3 feet taller than me. And I know it sounds like I'm making fun, but what I'm saying is that when we make these decisions and we make these comparisons, we take away our own personal power. Because we accept the fact that we are comparing ourselves directly to that person and that they have what we want. It's interesting because there's nothing to really compare. There's no apples and apples when it comes to people. We just can't do it. I mean, in all actuality, there's no freaking apples and reality that comes with animals, much less the human condition. And I think that everybody's challenges are individual and independent challenges. We all sabotage our way and sabotage our life in certain ways because we self-sabotage ourselves. That's the way the human condition can be. And even if some of you are not aware of it. And I believe that comparison is a direct way of sabotaging ourselves, because I think that it takes the life flow out. I think that it basically kind of pulls our metaphorical sails down, like we're a sailboat. And it really does take the air out of ourselves, because we start believing, well, we're not that good, or we can't do this, or this person's way better than me, or I'm never going to get there. I don't even know why I'm in this industry. I'm never going to get to where that person is. And it does take away from our personal power. It makes us feel like we are at a deficit and that we're trying to survive and trying to create something in a bad situation. And it brings us mentally and emotionally down. Think about it. When was the last time you were in a relationship with someone that would start undermining you any chance they got? Oh, you look great. Just, you know, maybe just a little old. Oh, yeah, I like that, but don't you kind of feel a little overweight in that outfit? Or maybe you could have put some makeup on if you knew we were going to this event. You could have kind of gotten yourself cleaned up for this. Or, you see where I'm going with this? And if any of you have been in a relationship and you're no longer with that person, you know where that began. They were putting you down every chance you got, but what if that was you putting yourself down every chance you get? And that's what most of us do. Most of us put ourselves down every chance we get, breaking it down. It's like living with that person that's always putting you down, but you're doing it to yourself every single second. And it's interesting because lately it's even more so, because think about it. Years ago, you would have to see someone in person to really make that kind of comparison. But now that's not true. Besides TV and film, you have social media. And people don't really realize the concept of social media. Social media is an off product, an off byproduct of social media is this comparison. People compare their entire life, their family, their friends, their lifestyle with other people's family, friends, lifestyle, life, career on social media. We have a social media platform called Instagram. And Instagram is a complete and utter portal for photography and video that you put out. Depending on the pictures that you have and what you've taken of, some people can compare their everlasting life with you, wishing that they were at that level, wishing they had the life that you had. And I've done it too. I've woken up in the morning and looked on Facebook or Instagram and immediately started feeling a little insecure or a little lesser. And so I ask you tonight, you don't have to stop comparing yourself, because that can take a long time. And it's something that you have to work through for a lifetime, basically, to overcome that. But you can begin to recognize when you're doing it. And you can begin to recognize the fallacies based in that comparison as well. And I know that most of you want to know the truth, want to know the facts, want to know where you stand. And so having the truth is a big thing. Knowing the truth is a big thing. And so, you know, when you think about it like that, the first thing we begin to do when we see other people and we start thinking about our own life and we think, oh gosh, I wonder if I'm as good as that person, or will my life ever be like that, or will I ever have this? Recognize that you have just made a comparison with another human being You've just made a comparison. You got to recognize it first. It's like recognizing having a drink and having a drinking problem. We got to recognize the fact that we're actually having a drink first, right? Because a lot of us don't even recognize that we're doing it. We don't recognize that we're comparing ourselves to other people. We just kind of feel inadequate, sad, feeling like life's passed us by. And so the first thing is recognizing. Recognize the fact that consciously or subconsciously, you've compared yourself to somebody else. At the point that you realize that you've compared yourself, step back in a mental step back and realize, what were you comparing yourself to them about? What was I comparing myself to them about? Once you realize what you were comparing yourself to them about, you begin to explore that concept. Let me give you a good example. So I wake up one morning and I'm looking through social media and I see somebody I know having a big party. Looks to be like a really pretty house. You know, whatever it is. And I compare myself to them thinking, what? What would be the comparison? I don't have parties like that. I wish my life was more like that. So let's just take it like this. I wish my life was more like that. Okay? I wish my life was more like that. And I believe that sort of comparison is a normal comparison that a lot of people make. So let's delve into that. I wish my life was more like that. When you look at that picture of the party that you think that that's what you want, and you look at their life, what are you really seeing about their life? Look at it. Really think about it. It's a picture. How many people take selfies and pictures over and over and over again and finally find the best picture they can find? And they take so many pictures just to get that picture. Most people. So you found the picture that they think is probably the best picture or close to it. That's why they posted it. And you're comparing your life on a broad scale to the fact that I wish my life was more like theirs. But how is their life? How is their life? And I think we compare people, we compare ourselves based on pictures, based on conversations, based on what people say. And what I'm getting at is this. Often, what people say in their life are two different things. It's two different things. And their exploration and their perception of what is whatever, what is perfect or the best life, is a different assumption or assessment than ours. It's the same kind of concept of when somebody says they're in utter pain, I'm in complete pain. What's their definition and level of pain? What's their threshold of pain? You go into a doctor before you go in for surgery and you say, my neck hurts, what do they say? 1 to 10. 1 being not so much at all, 10 being highly, extremely painful. One person walks in and says they're a 10.5. One person walks in and says they're a 2. Now, the funny thing is that sometimes the 10.5 might have minor neck problems, whereas the person with the 2 has to go in and have several vertebrae replaced with cadaver bone and has to go through a really painful process. So why is that? Why was the person with more internal issues at a lesser pain level than somebody that wasn't? It's the way we interpret things. It's the way we see things. It's the way we feel. And when we make assumptions and comparisons on a picture, on a conversation, on a meeting, we have no ability to compare. We don't know the knowledge. Unless you sat down with that other person that you were comparing your life to and went through every single part of your life and their life, maybe then you could do some comparison. But even then, there are things that you would have left out. And especially understanding the emotional and physical state would have been left out. What I'm getting at is that we have a tendency of comparing our lives, frustrating ourselves, finding stress and strain, getting upset, and not knowing what to do. All in all, when in reality, if we can, we just got to look straight ahead. And we can't interpret anything based on what other people say or do. And it's so difficult. It's so difficult. I remember when I was younger, my dad had a friend, and the friend was talking about how they had this amazing beach house and all this stuff. And I remember when his friend and his wife left, and my dad, I was very young, but I was old enough to know that my dad really wanted to have a beach house and wished that he was him, like the other guy. And I remember years and years went by, and we were able to go to the beach house. What my dad thought the beach house was and what it was two totally different things. I think the beach house was more like an RV, somewhat, on a sandy type area. And I think my dad was envisioning like a 10-bedroom mansion on an extremely amazing strip of white beach with an ocean right behind it. What he was imagining and what was reality was two different things. Now, I'm not putting down the RV on the sand at all, but I'm saying that our perception of what others have that we don't have is out of sorts. And it's time for you to realize that. It's time for me to realize that. For me to begin to live my life with purpose, on point, living it truly to myself, and not taking all the joy out of my life because I'm comparing myself to something that can't even be compared to. Stay tuned. I got a great show for you next in Live Your True Life Perspectives. You can hear all the past shows on AshleyBurgess.com. Ashley, BERGES.com. Go on iTunes to Live Your True Life Perspectives. Spreaker, Live Your True Life Perspectives. Stitcher, Live Your True Life Perspectives. The AshleyBurgessNetwork.com. And you know what? Anything else you can find. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess or Ashley Burgess on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Stay tuned. I got a great show for you next. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. And well, you know it. Back this time in three shakes.